The Supreme Court has ruled in favor of internet sales tax collection. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The Supreme Court's ruling that states have the authority to require retailers to collect and remit sales taxes on remote internet sales is a victory for Main Street retailers and local stores, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. The ruling in South Dakota versus Wayfair overturns a 1992 precedent that only allowed a state to mandate the collection of sales taxes from online merchants that maintained a facility inside the state's borders. American Farm Bureau Federation and South Dakota Farm Bureau together filed an amicus brief in support of South Dakota. And speaking of Farm Bureau, let's talk to Farm Bureau reporter and blogger Jake Putnam.
Whenever you have a family-owned grocery store or drugstore or gift shop in one of our small towns, oftentimes it's forced to shutter its doors. And we're talking after generations of being in business. And all this doesn't merely represent the loss of one business. It also means other businesses, other storefronts in already struggling downtown. We have to have the authority to require retailers to collect and remit these taxes. These internet sites are driving mom-and-pop businesses right into the street.
It's possible that Congress will move to establish exemptions.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.